DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Right.
Get it off the air.
Enter even.
Woo, doggy. Well, this is our last show.
I still remember the day I thought you'd go. End of the morning show. KLSX was gone.
Yeah, we're gonna cry, we're gonna laugh, he's gonna vomit.
You swore you'd start another talk show soon. You put it out on iTunes. Can't imagine it'd still be on a decade down the road. For 10 years, you never shut your trap. You never cease to yap.
Blah, blah, blah.
Every day you rant about
talk,
your
life. Talk, talk,
talk. For 10 years. You bitched about LA.
Whitey with a checkbook.
The taxes that you pay.
Come on down for your raping.
Loser, but Eric.
We can't feed them boys sticky rice.
On ACS for 10 years.
I wake up every morning and I say a cheer for myself.
I've never known a day I didn't hear.
There is no God.
Your voice in my ear.
I'm God.
Talking up a storm. You swear.
You must stop fucking up.
About the lackeys on the show.
It will fire your ass.
Feeling fucking up the guest by
I own all of you.
But for years you paid them all instead of showing them the door.
I own the fucking building.
For 10 years. Shit on your mom and dad.
My room was a porch.
Their parenting was bad. Your childhood was so sad. You're not a Jew. 14 years. Complained about the nails. Take out that she gets. And racking up your debt.
I'm drinking, woman.
On ACS. 14 years.
Everyone under 40 is an asshole.
14 years. You whined about your kids. Those spoiled little shits. You're fucked if Olga quits. Oh boy, you're screwed. 14 years.
Daddy's drunk.
You've hated being pop. Now tell you what's the talk to stop. Just hope Sonny is a top. On ACS for 10 years.
Do we all have to talk about diversity or can we just talk about fucking traffic? Hey, taxpayers, unite! Nobody! Safety, 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 safety! Human beings, hear me roar. Go eat a 10-gallon dick.
14 years, red arrows at left turns. The cash that Oprah earns. The spelling of those words you didn't learn.
Miyama or something, you know.
14 years, you podcast every day. You have so much to say. And if I had my way, you'll get it on 10 more years.
I'll do it for free, and would do it for free, and we'll start doing it for free on Monday when I begin podcasting.
Oh, man.
I can swallow a bottle of alcohol in a feel like Godzilla. Better hit the deck like the Cardilla. My whole squad's in here walking around the party. A cross between a zombie apocalypse and Bobby. The rain heating, which is probably the same reason I wrestle with mania shades in this bitch. I'm posse'd up. Consider it to cost me a costly mistake if they sleeping on me. The hoes better get insomnia. ADHD, hydroxy cut. Hester Kabasi.
Hey.
In AA with an AK melee, finna set it like a play date. Better vacate, retreat like a vacay mayday.
This beat is Craig Ray Ray J H A H A H A. Laughing all the way to the bank. I spray flames that cannot tame or placate the
monster. You get in my way, I'ma feed you to the
monster.
I'm normal during the day, but at night turn to a
monster.
When the moon shines like ice road truckers, I look like a villain out of those blockbusters.
Up to the fire, spit a monster.
Blood on the dance floor, the Louis V carpet.
Fire, up to the fire.
So many things that pissed them off, it's impossible to list them all. And in the midst of all this, I'm in a mental hospital with a crystal ball, trying to see what I still be like this tomorrow. Whisper doll versus whisper, my fist is ball back up against the wall. Pencil drawn, this is just a song to go ballistic on. You just pull the pistol on the guy with a missile launcher. I'm just a Loch Ness, a mythological. Quick to tell a bitch you off like a fifth of vodka. When you twist the top of the bottle, I'm a
monster. You get in my way, I'ma feed you to the
monster.
I'm normal during the day, but at night turn to a
monster.
When the moon shines like ice road truckers, I look like a villain out of those blockbusters.
Up to the fire, spit a monster.
Blood on the dance floor, the Louis V carpet.
Fire, up to the fire.
Monster, blood on the dance floor, the Louis V carpet.
If you never gave a damn, raise your hand, cause I'm about to set trip. Vacation plans, one point like my index is. So all you will ever get is some motherfucking finger. Prostate exam. How can I have all these fans that perspire like a liar's pants? I'm on fire and I got no plans to retire, and I'm still the man you admire. These chicks are spazzing out, I only get more handsome and flyer. I got them passing out like what you do when you hand someone flyers.
And what goes around comes around just like the blades on the chainsaw. Cause I caught the flag, but my dollar stacked right off the bat like a baseball. Like kidding, bitch, I got them racks with so much ease that they call me Diddy. Cause I make bands and I call getting cheese a cakewalk.
Yeah,
bitch, I'm a player. I'm too motherfucking stingy for share. Won't even lend you an ear, ain't even pretending to care. But I tell a bitch I'm Maria of Shabaria, face of my genital area. The original Richard Ramirez, Christian Rivera. Cause my lyrics never sit well, so they wanna give me the chair. Like a paraplegic and it's scary, call it Harry Carey. Cause every time I'm digging Harry Carey, I'm Mary, a motherfucking dictionary. I'm swearing up and down, they can spit, this shit's hilarious. It's time to put these bitches in the obituary column. We wouldn't see eye to eye with a staring problem. Get the shaft like a staring column.
Trigger happy, pack heat, but it's black ink. Evil half of the bad meats, evil that means take a backseat. Take it back to fat beats with a maxi single. Look at my rap sheet, what attracts these people is my gangster bitch. Like Apache with a catchy jiggle, I stack chips. You better got a half eat Cheeto. Filling with the venom and eliminate him. Other words, I'm intimate him. I don't wanna hurt him, but I did him in a fit of rage. I'm murdering to get nobody will evade him. Finna kill him and dump with the fucking bodies in a lake. Obliterating everything is innovative. Renegade him. He didn't make anybody who wanted with the pin and frame. Don't nobody want it, but they're gonna get it anyway. I'm beginning to feel like I'm mentally ill. I'm a killer, killer, be killed. I'm a killer, be the vanilla gorilla. You're bringing a killer within me out of me. You don't wanna be the enemy or the demon who winning me. I'm being the receiving enemy. What stupidity it'd be. Every bit of me's the epitome of a spitter when I'm in the vicinity. Motherfucker, you better duck or you finna be dead the minute you run into me. 100% of you is a fifth of a percent of me. I'm about to fucking finish you, bitch. I'm available. You wanna battle? I'm available. I'm blowing up like an inflatable. I'm undebatable. I'm unavoidable. I'm unevadable. I'm on the toilet bowl. I got a trailer full of money and I'm paid for. I'm not afraid to pull them.
Man, stop.
Look what I'm planning.
Episode 194 coming at ya.
This one's big, folks. This is the 10-year anniversary of Rhyme and Treason, people.
10 motherfucking years we've been bringing this to ya and getting wasted.
A decade of debauchery.
Yep. I went full monster last night. It hasn't happened for probably about 5 years.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I was like a WWF wrestler.
He was eating the microphone. He was doing, you know, elbow drops off the third rung.
The technical difficulties, that's what I think of. 10 years of technical difficulties.
Oh, man. Boy. I mean, we feel blessed today that we have these beautiful, fancy microphones from our last time together. We have fresh new mic cords. I think our soundboard's starting to go, but other than that...
Sounds great right now, and yeah.
Oh, there you are. Holy cow, blowing people out of the window.
That's right. Yeah, anyway, I'd like to give a shout-out. Mark Maron, he doesn't need any promotion, but the Leonardo edition, the shit was fucking up constantly. It sounds amazing, dude.
I'm sure it does.
We got new mics.
Mic volume down from insanity volume.
Oh, don't worry. I'm quietly talking this time because, yeah, got to make the trek back to Chico.
That's right, folks. It's a haul. It's a straight shot, but it's a long shot.
The old KZFR, where we started, is having its 30th anniversary.
Yeah, this whole thing began long before podcasting even existed. This all really started like 17 years ago, back in 2003. That's
right. Mayhem in the AM and the Best in Show.
Two of the finest shows to ever grace KZFR in their now 30-year history.
I remember my final episode, DJ Gower had moved somewhere, I think the Bay Area.
That's right.
And yeah, I lined up my car in a straight shot. I brought two coolers full of beer and hella weed and just fucking got obliterated and did like a 7-hour show or 6 hours. So drunkenly drove back to my house and didn't get arrested. The reason why
the reason why he was able to do like a 6-hour show, folks, is because there was something unique about what Matador and I did. We were the late show, if you will, on a weeknight. So our show began at midnight. His on Monday, mine on Tuesday, right? Now, the catch here was that no other host or show was programmed or scheduled to come onto the radio station until the next day at 6 in the morning. So generally, our time slot was a 2-hour window. It was from like midnight to 2 or whatever, right? And at the end of the show, what would we do? What would we have to do when we were
done? We had to power down the station, which I didn't do correctly one time. Another time I was drunk in there.
Oh, no.
I started bringing booze in there a lot.
Shocker, folks. What a shocker.
I didn't give a fuck. Anyway, I never powered it down or whatever and got, like, bitched at.
Yeah, left the station basically with dead air for like 5 hours.
Yep.
So where he was going with this is that the station, you know, we were an independent community radio station. And so there was a larger independent community radio station under the Bay Area. And so when we didn't have any DJs or programming, right, we would power down our station and then link our broadcast signal with another's so that people could hear like news and things like that. So that's what Matador was talking about. He did not do properly.
I had to have a chaperone the next episode of like how to shut it down. And it was this lady and she's like, I love your show, man. You don't give a fuck.
You're all nervous. Like,
I'm like, yeah, you're right. I don't.
Yeah. That's why
we never got paid a cent to do that shit. That's why I didn't
turn off the radio station.
It was all volunteer. Anyway, from that, we formed this awesome podcast. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, for my last episode there with KZFR.
Went all night, right?
Yeah, we did an all-nighter.
I was there, wasn't I?
Yep. We went from midnight to 6 a.m. All through the night. Lots of fun. We had so many friends and guests pop in and fun little DJ mixes and blends, and we did all sorts. So a lot of the things that you hear today in Rhyme and Treason, like where you hear audio clips with music in the background and things like that, or just the blending of the tracks into one another, that's really where that all started from with us.
I also remember the CD player used to always skip my CDs, so I put this cleaner in there all the time. I had a CD cleaning disc with these little brushes.
That would actually clean the player.
Yeah, the player. Yeah. I used to play it every episode.
Dude, well, imagine how much like patchouli and...
Oh, like, yeah.
That was the other thing, too. Like, no disrespect to the station, right? But there was a vast number of programmers or DJs, if you will, on that station that were only into jazz.
Oh, it's still like that. And, in fact, I kind of tried to get my show back at one point and, like, but I didn't really try that hard. And they just were not having it.
They're like, wait, so is it jazz?
I'm like, it's all punk. Nothing but punk.
So jazz.
It's all fuck yous and punk.
So smooth jazz?
It's like, no, that ship has sailed.
Well, and the thing is, like, jazz A is not really truly that diverse of a musical genre, right? It's jazz, if you really want to get serious about it. Just like punk, it's punk. To the average person, they don't give a shit. They don't hear hardcore. They don't hear ska. They don't hear grindcore. They don't hear whatever core you are. They just hear punk, right? Just like when people hear jazz, they hear fucking jazz, okay? So we don't need an entire two-hour radio show dedicated to jazz recorded in the key of C on a Tuesday in a basement in Chicago by guys whose names start with the letter fucking Q.
I did go to the Tim Flannery show that they put on. It was pretty good.
Tim Flannery, dude. Nice.
Yeah, it was good.
Former Giants third base coach.
I'll tell you his best story of the night, and then we're going to play some music. So
let's hear the Tim Flannery story on the 10-year anniversary.
Actually, I'll tell it. I'll tell
by DJ Matador.
I'll tell it on the next talking segment. It's a cliffhanger.
Oh no! Oh no!
Here we go. Here comes the music. 10-year anniversary. Thanks for giving a shit, people. Rhyme
and gray hairs of treason.
Yeah, but ear. Never to get free of the rear. Better get just near the mirror. Ready to get near my heels. Give me the knock and I'm a chopper. He came in and went tomorrow, but I'm a lock it down and hop in the pocket like empanadas. Hit him up and get him up. I ain't done, I ain't did enough. Tripping when I rip it, I be the S when I spit him up. Sort of like I was licking up and backing up in the gas. Everybody be knowing I'll be acting up when I bust. From Missouri to Canada, I be keeping the stamina. If you never been a fan of the men, I plan it unanimous. Can I catch? Fuck anybody, take his killing us. Leave him in the dust, ain't nobody talk when I'm standing up. Check his hostile, he's awful. It really be wicked when he be off in the bottle. You with it, you dig it, you never lost the apostle. He's taking to give it the poem, toss a Picasso. Killing everybody off is the motto. And I'll be the only chopper that's tossed in the brothel. You said it's pathetic, my head is off in a taco. I'm spreading you better, you in the car, but when I go.
With a veteran's a legend developing, they gotta tell him it's evident. Gotta know this an elephant. None of you niggas relevant. You delicate, but loving every second of this.
Denmark.
Keep it energy, checking off your liquor. They come out in the smack, they beat it, they beggar, they eat it, but they come out with a name on hang. I made the videos to go to the minimum. I'm just thinking of every killer, my enemy.
What
if I ran into you with a power stick? Come on top of you rebels, I catch your homies with knees. With a photo of Jesus and a paper pamphlet. And I threw my rejection like I was playing Hamlet. Syllable burning that internal damage. Too bad I battle, but then I lay back on a hammock. Under an oak tree like I was filling for cans. But instead, I'm filling rapper's hands, making a sandwich. I'm a 22 and put a bullet inside of a motherfucker from inside a 1987 box. I'm headed up, yeah, headed for books. Fuck them all, make them feel my dread like I had a head of locks. Feeling revoked like you had dead shots. When I hop on the fucking beat in a worldwide child. What the fuck with Tech 9? Twist up the pine and smoke a beat with Mr. Buster Rhyme. Well, sure, why not? Really don't need to show any more of my cock. But I run across the stadium in a pair of your socks. And a trench coat with a pits hole in a watch. And drop a verse before you can focus to read the clocks. American is out of control. Heat it up, beat it up, then I gotta go. But I'm a dump truck to send another load. Peter Piper, dump a pile of peppers in your throat with an alien.
Years ahead of my peers. Want some, you can come bring it right here. Can't clown me, don't come round me. Bow down, I was crowned when they
twist
found
the
me.
Up in my rhythm, a lism, the venom, a hit him, and give him a stigmatism, and then I'ma spit him something so full of vengeance that everybody you wanna devour the pieces of my enemy cause a cannibalism. Breaking them up in a particle, they get a predicament that be never reversible cause a nigga be too versatile, making you nervous. You can never compete with the colonel. I burn you, I'm an immortal, and that's the reason I murder you. Focus on my hocus pocus and make a lick of magic. After I wreck a check, you think you respect a better habit cause I'm an anomaly. Then I'ma give a lobotomy to any motherfucker challenging my astronomy. Papa, now don't stop with the fibers when the flames down. I'm one of the most popular choppers and my name's known. Throwing it up in the air, taking it back. We WWC, if you can't keep up, you'll stay home. My alien knowledge be making other astronomers walk like as ancient as the discovery of paleontology. So play me and I'ma be shining on them haters. I'm finna be using it as energy. Watch your radio and I'ma be like a helicopter when the words fly. Entire families all the way down to your girl die. If I catch you fucking with the most sweet you can never resist or even try to stop us cause we chop us and be worldwide. And
I'm light years ahead of my peers. Want some, you can come bring it right here. Can't clown me, don't come round me. Bow down, I was crowned when they found me.
You gotta ask when I'ma stop it, my dude. And when I'ma cock it and pop it. And when I'ma drop it, my dude. And inevitably is that I'ma be the most incredible dude to ever spit on the record and put it together, my dude. And then they ask what in the world is you proving when you already the best. And what the hell is you doing? Well, I'ma be chopping and cutting and breaking and beating and shaking and fucking everything until I make no further mistaking and busting everything up like a fucking nigga. You're making and shutting everything, especially the ones who be hitting. They loving everything until I got them stuttering stupid. You hear him now? Please, you gotta try. We already know that you be the nicest. And now I'ma come and kill him, get him, hit him, and finish him, and bang him in the head and diminish him. And then I'll hit him and give him. Give me the coming to killing them. Then he be gotta be drilling them. Nigga, they gotta be filling them. Spitting lithium, see the way a nigga be spilling them and getting them stupid to the point where there's no forgiving them. Hoping you're listening and you're paying attention and you're witnessing the way that I be crushing in the mic and getting in the zone. I be flattening, packing, and people from the front to the back and then got me acting a fool and blocking. Nigga, now I'm home.
Years ahead of my peers. Want some, you can come bring it right here. Can't clown me, don't come round me. Bow down, I was crowned when they found me.
Like Raider and Legend, like me fighting, retire instantly. I'm chopping them, call me Michael Myers in my vicinity. The way you be killing them with rhythm. If you're illegitimate, the killer will finish any interfere. They give me any enemies in the vicinity. I got a mecca, they know they never can give on me. Whenever they mention me, the history of a lyrical criminal. More dead than the chemical, check my resume. They say that you got a bit more.
When
I get a bit of my venom, instead of it, you can feel me. You get up in your brain and bring it a pain. And y'all feel wanna kill me, filling them with the fury. Get up in hurry, you can feel the rhythm coming up with the shit. I'm having a fit and you will never peel me off of you. When I'm on top of you, I got the drop and you been popping off and hit them up with a bullet to the. You can look into the eyes of a kingdom breathing. You're feeling and dreaming to find a demon name insane. I'm a worldwide.
Brothers, eyes watering, urge, grown-up sight, imagine.
After decade, and evidently I must be doing something right. Word to my nigga Easy.
Easy, EZPT OG from the other side.
To swap me, to driving some of the hottest cars LA has ever seen. People been telling me I've grown into some kind of monster, but they don't know me though. I've been this way since 17, trying to get finances popping. Man, I thought that was the object. To some of my niggas lost their life, and then there goes the team. My only ring was holding it down. Like, fuck, who's trying to stop us? You can get the middle finger or the reddest beam. It's your choice. I took this industry by storm, young and black, killing them softly. Don't ever call me fortunate. You don't know what it cost me. So anybody complaining about their circumstances lost me, homie. We ain't even talking. Fuck that energy. Fuck up off me.
It's easy to say you need me.
Look at my lifestyle, I'm living my life now. I'm dealing with diligent Benjamin, how can my attitude pipe down? I'm fucking with ice now, I'm fucking with shit that you only can get on an overseas flight now. You scared of my heist now, But still I got enemies giving me energy, all wanna fight now. Subliminal sending me all of this hate. I thought I was holding the mic down. I thought I was holding my city up. I thought I was good in the media. You think I'm too hood in my video, but really no clue, you idiot. I just can't help myself. Even when that record spin, every now and then you hang yourself. Cause I got the green and gold
with a million souls,
plus plenty more.
I'm a dollar figure,
but with or without the diamonds though,
to you,
I'm just another
nigga.
It's easy to say you need me.
Episode 194 coming at you, 10-year anniversary.
It's our anniversary.
Made sweatshirts 1 year ago that said 10-year anniversary, and it was only our 9-year anniversary.
So we can wear them now, is the point.
Yep, and not feel ashamed of ourselves.
We didn't make any extra, so, you know, there's none for you.
Anyway, so podcasts are popular now, which is a weird development.
Yeah,
I guess ours is still not.
Well... We're still putting in the same amount of effort that we've always put into it. That's why.
Drinking a Stella Artois right now. It is, what, 7 in the morning?
Eight. O'clock. You've made it to 8. It's okay now.
Found my wallet. That was a relief.
Yeah, before having the Stella, which was a bonus.
I did that on purpose. Yeah. I was starting to panic.
Actually, if memory serves me correctly, it was discovered simultaneously as you had given up all hope and went to the cooler for your 745 Stella.
Anyway, we're here in beautiful Sacto.
Don't give up hope, folks. Even if you have a crappy podcast, you can keep it going for 10 years if you like drinking with your buddies.
That's right. That's the whole point of the podcast. Oh, yeah. Bumping mics.
Bumping mics.
We stole that.
No, they stole that from us because we always cheers our mics. And they stole that shit from us.
Hope it's not trademarked. Don't sue us, please.
Please, seriously. No, we loved your show. It was great. Fucking hilarious.
Pumping Mics was amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've been doing it for 10 years, and I always just think back to that horrible bar next to your old house.
Liquid. Liquid bar.
Place was terrible.
Oh, my God.
I used to always go there every time, like... Gower would be like, I'm running late or something, and I just go in there and drink alone, like, this weird-ass bar.
It's just, like, the trashiest, dirtiest... Imagine, like, those weird, kind of sketchy... You don't know if they're hippies or if they're, like, crackheads or whatever they are, but they live, like, 4 doors down from you, and they don't take good care of their shit. You know those kind of neighbors?
Oh, yeah.
That's who the owners of this business were. It was quite literally 4 doors down from my house. It was at the end of my block, right there on the corner. The only business in the whole neighborhood. And it's this shithole bar that, like, I mean, I'm talking like the black mold had black mold on it. You know what I mean? Like, disgusting. Like, do not get a mixed drink there because there's no way any of that is clean or clear.
Yeah. I also remember some ancient lady trying to hit on us or something, and we were like, said we were gay or like, please leave us alone. I just want to leave.
I'll suck you boys both right now.
I just want to leave, man.
No, ma'am, that's not our style. Seriously, no.
All right, 10 years of podcasting. Here we got, I got a low battery flashing on the board. Here comes some more music. Thanks for tuning in for 10 years.
Good thing I brought batteries.
I have 6 batteries. And treason.
Beep!
Thing I hate is losing. If there's two things I hate, it's losing and getting cancer.
I know that one of us had their own personal stylist, and one of us shoplifts their shit from Fashion Bug.
I don't fuck with the devil.
and I never do tag teams with blood relatives.
I don't own a printer, and I fucking hate computers. All kinds.
Fundamentals are the crutch for the talentless.
In America, people fucking hate soccer, and honestly, that's the way it should be.
How does any genius figure out his inventions? I mean, how did Leonardo DiCaprio figure out about gravity?
I would say that my biggest flaw, my Achilles heel, is my tireless work ethic.
Looks like shit. What the hell's he doing? Printing that from a JPEG? Motherfucker needs to be using TIFF files, dude. My face looks all computery and damn pixelated.
I play real sports, not trying to be the best at exercising.
Get out!
I'm back on the motherfucking scene, and I'm upset than a motherfucker. I mean, first, I didn't get paid for the D12 shit. You heard me ripping on there. They just edited my verse out. Then I was on Obi shit. I was in Obi's video. They let Obi go ahead, and I didn't get paid for that shit. And now they got this bald-head weed-smoking motherfucker, and his name is...
Young Z, keep moving for that Max B Cuban. I make you sing like Big Ruben. Man in the hood, I'm the American Idol. First I fight you, then run up on your stairs with a rifle. Bang. Tech claims make you wipe out like X Games. Next frame, then your motherfucking leg bang. Try shoot me like they try shoot 50. Either you gon' die or need a new kidney. Till I drop, I'ma sell to your friends. Till I get 7 and 10 in the federal pen. I spit better than them. Niggas wanna fight me, better go get in the gym or the metal is spin. Smoke 10 times, do my drugs to Eminem. 10 times, 30 dozen, all ex-con. Flash your ride, crash when you drive. Flip your dumb ass out the passenger side.
Man alive.
mama for real.
Episode 194 coming at you, the 10-year anniversary. We're closing out the show. Got to tell the Tim Flannery story I teased earlier.
Yeah, Matador left us with a cliffhanger.
So, Jake Peavy, I don't know if you remember him, former Giant.
Baseball player.
Always pissed off on the mound.
Sports ball!
So anyway, his arm was like completely destroyed from years of abuse, and he had to have all these...
Like too much masturbation?
Trying to throw in the majors. Anyway, he like was supposed to get all these surgeries and said fuck it for like 3 years. And he would put Icy Hot on his balls before pitching every game. So he
on
would
his baseballs?
Quit ruining my story, you fuck. On his balls to ignore the pain of his shoulder because it hurt so bad on his dick. That's a true story. Like, holy shit, dude.
I'm yet to comprehend what this has to do with Tim Flannery.
Tim Flannery told baseball stories all throughout his set. That was the best one I've ever heard. It was insane. Oh,
this was the story.
Yeah, also, I guess Jake Peavy's like grandpa was some famous country singer. He gave him his grandpa's guitar. There was a whole other segment to the story, but anyway.
So for those of you who don't know, we
San Francisco Giants.
Former third base coach Tim Flannery, major Grateful Dead head.
Oh yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, and so part of the reason why the Dead and the San Francisco Giants had such a close relationship was really because of Tim Flannery. Like, he had been around with the Dead from day one and been around with the Giants pretty much from day one. So, you know, it was a perfect fit for the two of them.
Yep. Anyway, so yeah, 10 years we've been doing this shit.
Plus, back in the day, you know, the Grateful Dead could sell out Candlestick, but the Giants couldn't. Sorry, now, I had to.
But now they have John Mayer, so they can't sell shit. Oh shit! That just happened.
They seem to sell a lot more tickets to females now. I'll tell you that.
All right. Anyway, you will not hear the NoFX track "August 8th." It's a beautiful day.
The day Jerry Garcia died?
Because I respect Gower. But there is a song.
There is. I remember August 8th.
A bunch of hippies crying.
I was one of them, man. I was one of them. Mandy Lee, if you're out there, I remember you. Shared that moment with you.
All right. So 10 years later, we're still doing this shit, and we're getting old, dude.
Fuck, bro. It's not even a joke. Like,
my back is crippled. I'm home remodeling. You'll hear the home repair edition coming up.
Dude, there's a bunch of like young, I'll just call them kids at this point, like 20-somethings at my work, right? And like, I was talking to one of them the other day, and they're like, you know, you're like a dad to me.
Oh my God. And I was God. Like,
oh, dear sweet baby Jesus. I'm now at that point in life.
I saw this guy in Safeway. In
I thought we were coworkers, bitch.
He looked like a young Forte, and I wanted him to think I was cool, and he didn't at all. He was like dissing me so hard in the beer section.
Let's try to make beer bros.
What's up, man? I'm old and stupid. and overweight.
Oh, man,
don't look remotely cool.
Have you tried a Northeast Hazy IPA before?
I don't know what to say, man.
So, yeah, I don't know. Here's the deal. We're at the 10-year mark, okay? So I think my goal for Rhyme and Treason, I'm just going to put it out there. You tell me, all right? This is an open forum here, folks. Do we monetize? Do we try and make something out of this?
Rhyme and Treason will always be free as long as I have a job.
No. I mean, like, do we fucking...
I would gladly pay.
Run ads or
fuck
whatever.
No.
Yeah. No? Okay.
Hell no.
All right.
So, it's not even worth it. Any ad we could get will be like the fucking Postivac or something.
So then the next question becomes,
you know,
do we make Rhyme and Treason the home base and Rhyme and Treason still exists? We still put it out on a biweekly basis, but we also open up the channel.
We put it on a biweekly. It's like we're lucky if we do every 2 weeks.
Or bimonthly. Sorry.
Yeah, there you go.
Sorry. That's what I meant to say. We wish it was biweekly.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Fuck. So, twice a month as we put it out now, right? But maybe Matador, like he was trying to do his own thing with like the Matador mixtape.
I quit that shit.
Right. But
it was dumb.
Where I'm going with this, folks, is what if we threw stuff like that into the Rhyme and Treason feed, right? So the Matador mixtape shows, we post those into the Rhyme and Treason feed. What if we upload some of our old shows, like what we talked about, like back in the day with The Best in Show and with Mayhem in the AM? Would you guys be interested in hearing that kind of shit? Do you want to hear our old school jams? If we throw them up there, would you listen? Let us know. Hit us up.
Rhyme and Treason Radio @gmail.com.
@ Rhyme and Treason on Twitter. @ Rhyme and Treason on Instagram. Rhyme and Treason Radio on Facebook. We don't do TikTok or Snapchat or any of that other shit, though, because, like we were just saying, we're fucking old, so deal with it.
Yep, we're old, and we're still putting this out. We're still drinking the beers. We're still fucking shredding you with badass music, so I hope
Grant's
enjoy.
Still eating microphones. It's, you
don't
know,
reveal my secret identity. It's DJ Matador.
It's been the theme, bro.
I don't like it.
I was going to blame the fact that I was drunk, but now I can't do that.
Yeah, it is exactly right.
It was the next morning, and I still fucked it up.
And yeah, like I said, we have hell of a lot of fun making this shit, and hope you like it. So here comes some more music. Thanks for listening. 10 years later. Wow.
And a decade of treason.
In a studio. Oh, well, he hadn't been there an hour when he met a Broadway flower. You know she took him for his money and she left him in a cheap hotel. Oh, well, it's easy for you to see that country boy's me. I see, and how am I gonna help break the news to the folks back home? Well, I was gonna be a great success. Things sure ended up a mess, but in the process I got messed up too. But hello mama and dad, I had to call collect, cause I ain't got a cent to my name. But I'm sleeping in the hotel doorway, and tonight they say it's gonna rain. And if you'd only send me some money, well, I'll be back on my feet again. Send it in care of the Sunday Mission, box number 10. Well, back in Southern Illinois, they're still worrying about their boy. But this boy's going home soon as he gets the fare. Because as soon as I got my bread, I got a pipe upside my head. Oh, they left me in an alley, took my money and my guitar too.
Hello, mama and dad, I had to call collect, cause I ain't got a cent to my name. Well, I'm sleeping in the hotel doorway, and tonight they say it's gonna rain. And if you'd only send me some money, I'll be back on my feet again. Send it in care of the Sunday Mission, box number 10.
Again, it will be. Though the course may change sometimes, rivers always reach the sea. Blind skies of fortune, each has several ways. On the wings of maybe, far to go. Changes fill my time, baby, that's alright with me. In the midst I think of you and how it used to be. We'll be right back.
great surprise to me. Never thought I'd see your face the way it used to be.
DJ Gower.
Wait a minute!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.